Chapter 13, the yoga of the distinction between the field and the knower of the field. Arjuna said, Prakriti and Purusha and the field and knower of the field, knowledge and that which should be known, I wish to know these, Keshava. The Holy Lord said, This body is known as the field, and he who knows it thus is called the knower of the field by those who know of both field and knower. Know me also, O Bharata, to be the knower in all fields. The knowledge of field and knower I consider as the knowledge. What the field is, its properties, modifications, cause, effects, who he is and what his powers, that do you hear from me in brief. This has been sung by the rishis in many ways, in various chants, in passages about Brahman, full of convincing reasoning. The great elements, egoism, intellect, the unmanifest, the 10 senses and the one mind, the 5 objects of the senses, desire, aversion, pleasure, pain, the aggregate, intelligence, and steadfastness, thus is the field, briefly described, and its aspects. Absence of both pride and deceit, harmlessness, patience, rectitude, approach of teacher, purity, stability, and self-restraint, indifference to sense objects and absence of egotism, keeping in mind the evils of birth, death, old age, disease, and pain, non-attachment and non-clinging to son, wife, home, and all such like, constant even-mindedness in desired and undesired events, unswerving devotion to me with single-minded yoga and frequenting secluded places, distaste for others' company, constant in knowledge of the self, seeing the goal of truth knowledge. This is said to be true knowledge, the contrary is ignorance. I shall describe what must be known, which bestows immortality, beginningless supreme Brahman, neither being nor non-being. With hands and feet everywhere, eyes, heads, and faces everywhere, with ears throughout the universe, that stands pervading everything, shining by functions of senses, yet without senses detached, yet maintaining all free from gunas, yet experiencing gunas, outside and inside all beings, both the unmoving and moving, incomprehensible because it is subtle and far and near, undivided, yet it exists as if divided in beings, the sustainer of all beings, he absorbs and generates them. The light, even of lights, it is said to be beyond all darkness, knowledge, the one thing to be known, goal of knowledge within all hearts. Thus field knowledge and that which must be known has been briefly stated. Knowing all this, my devotee attains to my state of being. No Prakriti and Purusha are both beginningless, and know that all modifications and gunas are born of Prakriti. In production of the body and senses, Prakriti is the cause. Pleasure and pain's experience originates from Purusha. Purusha within Prakriti undergoes Prakriti's gunas. Birth in good and evil wombs comes from his attachment to gunas. The supreme Purusha is called the looker on in this body, the permitter, the supporter, experiencer, Lord and Self. He who thus knows the Purusha and Prakriti with the Gunas, whatever be his state in life, he shall never be born again. Some perceive the Self in the Self, by the Self through meditation, others by Sankhya Yoga, and still others by Karma Yoga. Others again, not knowing thus, worship as they hear from others. Even these two go beyond death, devoted to what they have heard. Whatever is born, the moving or the unmoving, O Bharata, know it to be from the union of the field and the field knower. The one who truly sees is he who ever sees the Supreme Lord, existing equally in all beings, deathless in the dying. Since seeing the Lord equally, existing everywhere in all, he injures not the Self by Self, then goes unto the Supreme Goal. The one who truly sees is he who sees that all actions are done solely by Prakriti alone, and that the Self is actionless. He sees the separate existence of all inherent in the One, and their expansion from that One. He then becomes one with Brahman. Being without beginning and devoid of gunas unchanging, this Supreme Self, though embodied, does not act and is not tainted. As the all-pervading ether, though subtly is not tainted, the Self seated in the body is not tainted in any case. As the sun alone illumines this entire world in the same way, the Lord of the field illumines the entire field, O Bharata. They who with the eye of knowledge distinguish field, field knower, and freedom from beings, Prakriti, they indeed go to the Supreme. Om Tat Sat. Thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the science of the eternal, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, ends the 13th discourse entitled The Yoga of the Distinction Between the Field and the Knower of the Field.